Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. John Murphy and Steve Tasker. It's One Bills Live from our Seneca studio in Archer Park. Bills practice continues. When practice ends today, we will be talking with Micah Hyde, Bills safety. Micah Hyde will join us after practice. And we'll hear from Josh Allen, the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Got a good guest here, former Buffalo Bill. Spent the 2006 season with the Bills. Played safety in the NFL for seven seasons. He is the host of ESPN's NFL Matchup, along with our buddy Greg Cosell. Happy to have Matt Bowen on the line. Matt, John Murphy, Steve Tasker. We were saying, I don't think we've talked to you since the Combine. That's a long time ago. Thanks for coming on with us here today.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I'm glad you guys had me back. And it's cool that you have Mike on later. I'm a Hawkeye, too.
That's so, right.
Yeah, there you go. We're staying full Iowa, in full Iowa mode.
Important things first. How did your high school team do this year?
Well, we just got knocked out. We had a good run, though. We won 10 games this year. We lost in the state quarterfinals on the road up at a school called Richmond Burton. And Steve would know this. It was old school. I mean, it snowed all week here, and I don't think there was a blade of grass up in the field by the end of the day. So, old school game, physical, but they're a good football team, and they deserve to win that game. And, you know, I told our seniors afterwards, you know, I miss not being at practice this week. But they had a great run. Those seniors leave with three state title rings in this program.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That does bring back a lot of memories for me, too, back in the plains of Kansas when I grew up as well. We got guys who grew up out west as well and played his college football out there. Josh Allen's AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Did he show you anything special or different or more than he has in past weeks, Matt?
I just think he had real command of the offense. And, you know, he's played very well against Miami, you know, in his 2 years in the league. He played very well against Miami, especially down there. You go back to the tape from last year down at Miami. I think he had command of the offense. I think it was a great game script and how the Buffalo coaching staff managed that call sheet throughout the day, because you saw everything, I think, that really caters to what Josh does best in terms of the play action, the run-pass options, taking a couple of shots down the field, getting him on the move. And then what I always say about Josh Allen, I wrote about Josh last week. I had a post, re-ranking the 2018 quarterback class. I had him at number two right behind Lamar Jackson because of how Buffalo maximizes his strengths. And in addition to that, with Josh, you always get what Greg and I at Matchup Show called second reaction ability. And that's when a play breaks down. When your first and second read isn't there or you get pressure, his ability to get outside the pocket and make plays. That's also in addition to some quarterback design runs you saw also in that game. So I thought it was a great game script. And I'll tell you what, I posted this play on Twitter earlier in the week. That throw he had to John Brown down the sideline was one of the best throws I've seen this season from any quarterback. And that's why arm talent does matter in certain situations. That was an absolute rocket down the sideline.
Yeah. Are you bothered by the fact that he's got 15 rushing touchdowns in 2 years and he runs for the touchdowns he does? Is that a plus or a minus? Does he do it too much? Does he do it not enough? How do you think that fits in to his game? Certainly it's part of his total package.
I think it is. And I think as a coach, you want to cater to that within reason. You know, I don't think you want Josh carrying the ball 15 times a game. I don't. But can you sprinkle in enough quarterback runs? And especially inside the plus 10-yard line, I think that's a great time to use quarterback design runs or RPOs, because you get plus one. You get plus one at the point of attack because now your quarterback's carrying the football. And he has the size, athleticism, and speed, especially if you run quarterback design runs on the edge of the formation. But also that goes back to what we were just talking about, the second reaction plays. Because if it's not there, he can do that for you. And not just extend the play, but also tuck the ball down and run. And I know that everyone says, well, you have to protect quarterbacks. I've always said quarterbacks can get hurt thrown in the pocket as well. And you're seeing down in Baltimore right now with Lamar Jackson and the impact he's had on opposing defenses. Because I can tell you, as a former defensive player, when you face a quarterback with high-end athletic traits, like Josh Allen, plus quarterback runs, plus his ability to scramble. It really impacts what you can do from a defensive perspective. There are certain coverages you really don't want to run. You don't want to be in two-man with two deep safeties and man under technique underneath, because if he pulls the ball down, that's an automatic 10 yards right there. Cover one, you have to be careful. When you pressure, you have to be careful. So it does impact defenses.
I want to get you back, Matt, if I could, to the 40-yard touchdown pass to John Brown that you said one of the best throws you've seen. And I was trying to make this point to Steven on the show here Monday. I didn't explain it as articulately as you just have. But that's the kind of thing that, you know, the Bills can work with Josh and get him to be, you know, see the field better and make better decisions, all that stuff, and that's all important. But there are certain innate characteristics he has that make him, you know, really an interesting prospect. And I thought it was on display on that 40-yard touchdown, didn't you?
Yeah, and you guys know better than me, but on the film, it looked like he checked to something at the line of scrimmage,
yep.
And he might have checked to that play, which tells you he's seeing the field. And also his mechanics throughout the drop. He looks to the field side of the formation because he knows he has cover two. And he gets a little shoulder look and a little pump fake with the football. And I've been in that situation as a deep pass safety. You start to weave in your pedal and slide inside. Well, now that safety's off his landmark. And the landmark in cover two is on the top of the numbers. And if you're not on the top of the numbers versus a quarterback with the arm talent of Josh Allen, you're not getting to that ball. You're not. And he put that ball on a line. Like I said, it was a rocket throw. Got over the top of the corner. And then you get it to one of your explosive play weapons in John Brown down the sideline. So that was a good look at a young quarterback processing, seeing the field, and using his traits to make a big play.
Well, one of the most consistent weapons he's had has been John Brown throughout the season. Mm-hmm. He's got 50 yards of receiving every game this season at least. What are your thoughts about John Brown and how good he could be, how much the Bills are possibly going to rely on him? Is he up to that, do you think?
I think he is, because I think he's a prime fit for what they do offensively. Everyone knows he has the deep ball speed. But also, you know, you look at their film and how many isolation routes they run with him. What I mean by that is play action, throw the deep out. Play action, throw the comeback, the curl, you know, the in-breaking routes. Use the deep crossers. There's so many ways they can get him the football, really intermediate to deep. And I think that's kind of the sweet spot. You know, and I wrote about this last week with Josh. That's where he makes his best throws, 10 to 20 yards down the field. If you look at the numbers and in terms of air yards per target and when he has the best completion percentage, he's in the top 10 in the NFL in that area of the field. Where Josh struggles sometimes is on the quick game throws. And I think that's because still early in his career, and you saw this on his college team as well, he can be at times a one-speed thrower. And when you're a one-speed thrower, sometimes you miss. You know, you put so much heat on the football that you miss on slants, you miss on unders. That's where he has to improve. But in that 10 to 20-yard range, where I think John Brown is a great fit in terms of the Buffalo route tree, he can be very productive for this offense down the stretch.
With Matt Bowen, former NFL safety, he is now co-host of ESPN's NFL Matchup. I have another Bills question for you. And, yes, 37 points, things look great. Josh, AFC Offensive Player of the Week. But where's the area that the Bills need to improve on offensively, Matt? Sort of a, I guess, a wide-ranging question, but half a dozen games left. What should they look to be doing better on offense, do you think?
Well, I mentioned the quick game. I think that needs to improve. More higher percentage throws for Josh. I think he can improve in that area. I think what you're seeing now is the impact of Devin Singletary. Okay, because I go back to Devin Singletary, and I study his college film a lot at FAU. You know, he's an electric talent in terms of his footwork, his lateral ability, his short area speed. What I'd like to see there is more production from him in the passing game, because I think that can be an added dynamic to your offense down the stretch if you can threaten out of the backfield with Devin Singletary. And you've seen throughout the season, he's made plays in the passing game, but I think more volume to Devin Singletary. Also, Dawson Knox. You know, we're talking about young players. Think about how young this offense really is. With Josh, Devin Singletary, Dawson Knox, another young player. But Dawson Knox, going back to his college career, not a ton of production in terms of volume of targets, but I think the athletic traits are there. I think the speed is there, and he can be another weapon for them on middle-of-the-field throws. So what we're talking about right here, Devin Singletary, more high-percentage throws, screens, checkdowns, getting him involved in combination routes out of the backfield. That are easier throws for Josh to move the sticks and yards after the catch. Same thing with Dawson Knox. Those are two players right there. Now, you're asking a lot from young players. This is a young football team that can really increase their role. And obviously, I'm not calling plays for the Bills. I understand that. But if I was, those are two guys that really want to get involved down the stretch.
Let's talk a little bit about the Bills' next opponent, the Denver Broncos. They've got their own running back in Phillip Lindsay. Talk to us about what his strengths are and about this Denver offense. Of course, with Brandon Allen at quarterback, it looks a little different than it did with Joe Flacco. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it does look different. You have young quarterback in there. And, you know, last week's game was, you know, if I'm the Bills defensively, you have to be prepared for everything. You know, last week they ran some gadget plays, some reverse passes. They ran a lot of stuff. So you're gonna, you know, you get that late in the season, Steve. You know that in the NFL. When teams are out of it, they're going to try some things. You know, they got nothing to lose. You know, Brandon Allen, I think he's done a good job in that offense. You know, I don't think he's a high-level thrower. Again, he's a young player that's kind of just thrown into the mix. But they do have some offensive weapons. Cortland Sutton, I've been really impressed with him. And I remember Cortland Sutton coming out of SMU in college. And I thought, you know, real high-end athletic traits in terms of size, straight line speed down the field, you know, a limited route tree at SMU. He's really developed quickly. He's a deep ball threat. He can run after the catch. You mentioned Phillip Lindsay. Phillip Lindsay, you know, he can shake you inside of a phone booth. His footwork is exceptional. And he's a physical player with a smaller frame. You really have to square him up on tackles. But I think those are those two key players for that offense right now. And Noah Fant. Obviously, I know Noah Fant is an Iowa alum just like me. Noah Fant is, you know, a slot tight end. That's what he is. I mean, he's a tight end who can run the entire route tree, and his volume is going up in terms of the targets, and he has explosive play ability. So it'll be interesting to see how Buffalo game plans for him, but I don't think much will change. When you watch the Bills defensively, they're one of the most fundamentally sound defenses in the NFL. That's what they are. You know, they're not super creative. You know, they're not sending pressure, you know, rushing people out of the stands or anything like that. They do what they do. They tackle well. They put a top on the secondary and the back end to try to limit explosive plays. And they can engineer pressure when they have to. And more importantly, they tackle. I mean, the best defenses in the NFL tackle, and you see that a lot from the Buffalo defense.
Hey, man, I want to ask you about the Buffalo defense and the stat that came up from your group at the ESPN NFL matchup. And look, I said this on our show a couple of days ago. People might be surprised to hear the Bills are seventh in the league right now in sack percentage. You guys went deeper, and you have a stat about disrupted dropback percentage. Can you talk about that and where the Bills rank? They're pretty highly ranked in that.
Right. Disrupted dropbacks, you know, that's something when I was in Washington, when Greg Williams was their defense coordinator, that's how we track production. So, obviously, everyone wants to get sacks, and we get that. That's great. But if you can disrupt the quarterback, if you can put a hit on the quarterback, if you can disrupt the throw, if you can tip a pass, if you can move him off the spot and make him extend the play and throw the football out of bounds, that's still a win for your defense. That's still a win. And Buffalo is ranked very high in there. You know, one thing Buffalo does that I think is great is what they do from a pre-snap alignment perspective. You see those linebackers walked up in the A-gaps, you know, and when you see that as a quarterback, you don't really know what you're getting. They do an excellent job at rotating post-snap. That includes the linebackers to the secondary. Micah Hyde can show down if he's covering a tight end. The ball is snapped and he's playing cover two. That is an extremely hard technique to do. It's hard to teach. You have to have very smart football players and very versatile football players in your back seven. And that's what you have right now in Buffalo. That's why they can use all the pre-snap disguises and get back to their fundamental core coverage. Again, it's about presentation. You don't have to. You're not going to recreate football. I've always said this, and I might have said it to you guys before. There's only so much you can do with 11 guys in the field. So, you know, everyone pretty much plays the same stuff. It's how you present it and how you execute that. That's why they're one of the better defenses in the NFL.
What does it say about the Bills' defense that they've got? Well, you said it takes 11 guys, but they've got more than 11 guys with a sack this season. They've got like 16 guys who have actually helped them get the quarterback on the ground. What's that say about the philosophy of the Bills' defense, and is it good or bad? If you were playing on the defense, what would it tell you about yourself?
That everyone plays a role, and that's a great thing you have. And that means you go deep into your depth chart, that you have a rotation up front. Do you have guys that can blitz out of the secondary and blitz from the second level? You know, and Greg said this before to you guys. You know, Buffalo doesn't have, you know, Jerry Hughes is a very good rusher. But they don't have a dominant edge rusher. You know, they don't have an Aaron Donald inside, you know, or a Khalil Mack on the edge, where if one guy is going to get you 12 to 15 sacks a season. It's a collective group of pass rushers. One from a defensive coach perspective, you're coaching the defensive line, you have a deep rotation of guys you can rotate in. And especially late in the season when it's all about pad level, it's all about injuries, it's all about your conditioning level that starts to drop a little bit late in the season as your body starts to wear down. You need those guys to make a run and to get into the postseason.
Hey, Matt, we're big fans of NFL matchup. Thanks to Greg every week, and we're happy to talk with you again. Hope we can do it again sometime. I really love the show, and thank you for carving out a few minutes to be with us here today.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. You have a great week.
Thanks.
All right, Matt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.